think you just said you wanted that expansion of love in your life. Here's the thing. The reason why parish missions, why we even have them, and why they're so important is for that reason, for anyone who wants the expansion of God's love in their life. It gives you and me the time to be with Him, to think about Him, to smell the Lord in your life, and to be drawn deeper into His love. That's what it's all about. And we have a really good time doing it as well. So folks, this mission, your mission, parish mission, it begins tonight at 7 o'clock, and it goes Monday and Tuesday. And see, I like to think of it this way, that your faith in God, your desire for the Lord in your life, is like a fire. Right, a fire. I love camping. I love backpacking, hiking, and all that. And the best part of any backpacking trip is a fire. You know, a campfire. Who doesn't love that? You know, you set all that wood on top of one another, you light it, and what happens? Fire. God, I love fire. There's a word for people like me. And it's not arsonist. But it's close. Okay, so you know, you get all this great fire. Everyone loves it. You know, it's alive. It's got energy. It's moving. It's dancing. The flames are leaping to the skies. It's awesome. And see, that's what Peter felt with the Lord. That's what the disciples felt with the Lord. When I am really in tune with God in my life and give Him time in prayer, that's how I feel inside too, this fire of faith. But what happens? So often we get involved in the routine of life that we don't give that fire time or the attention sometimes that it needs to keep going. And you just said, I want that to go in my life. I want to feel it. I want it alive in me. So what do you got to do? Like a good fire, to keep it going. You know, you got to step up a little bit and give it a little stir. Get the oxygen in there. You know, if you don't do anything, you just kind of sit back. The flames diminish, it gets less interesting, less warm, and then pretty soon, it's just kind of smoldering. There's not much there. We got to step up, we got to stir. Or better yet, get a can of gasoline and throw it on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, now kids, you don't want to do that. But imagine if you did, what would happen? Fire everywhere, you know? Oh, awesome. Well, folks, that's it. That's what a parish mission is. It's like that can of gasoline. You know, it doesn't take much. It's just 3 days, 3 nights, 45, 50 minutes, not much. But you put it on that desire you just said you had, and what happens? I believe and I know that you are the Holy One of God. You're going to feel it. I promise you. Not because of me, but because of what the Spirit gives to anyone who makes time for the Holy One of God. So let's do this together. You got to want that, right? Well, come on. 7 o'clock, 7:45. It's for everyone. It's for young. It's for old, seasoned people, young people. You know, Catholics, non-Catholics, fallen away, neighbor, it doesn't matter. Anyone who wants the fire back, come on, right here tonight at 7 o'clock, and you're going to know it. Let me end how I began. Seriously, how many of you truly would like to believe and to feel the Lord more in your life? Hopefully we'll see you right back here tonight at 7 o'clock, because that's what you're going to get. Thanks for listening.
And as people seeking to grow closer to our God, let us profess our common faith. I believe in one God, the Father. Only begotten Son of God. Church.
Look forward to the resurrection of the dead.
Having listened to God's word, let us with courage and faith bring our prayers and petitions before Him.
For the church, drawn from all nations and languages, may God richly bless us as we proclaim fidelity and praise of the Lord to all peoples. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all in civil power,